Crashing Car Stocks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Shares of General Motors fell nearly 30% this morning. GM's currently trading around $2.70 a share. The drop is thanks to a big rejection this weekend from the U.S. government. The Obama administration says it's not ready to hand over any more bailout money at this point. And GM CEO was forced to step down yesterday. The White House is giving the company another 60 days to figure out a new restructuring plan. Meanwhile, Chrysler only has a month to figure something else out. The administration is urging Chrysler to partner with Italian automaker Fiat. With more on that, here's our European correspondent, Stephen Beard.
The task force concludes that Chrysler cannot survive on its own. It's too small and has too many debts. The task force panel says that Chrysler should shed those debts through some form of bankruptcy. And then it should bring on the proposed partnership with Fiat. That, says the panel, would get Chrysler the new investment and the new fuel-efficient technology it needs. If there's no deal, there should be no more taxpayers' cash after a month. A tight deadline, but David Bailey of the Birmingham Business School thinks a merger is likely.
I think it probably will happen. Fiat want to get into the US market. Chrysler offers them a way to do that that would be lower costs than Fiat coming in on their own. And I think the two firms do complement each other.
The task force says if the merger goes ahead, the administration should consider lending the $6 billion Chrysler's requested. But that money would depend on concessions from, among others, the United Auto Workers. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
President Obama is set to speak at the top of the hour about how the administration plans to go forward with the auto companies. The Dow is down right now 263 points, or 3.4% to 7,512. The NASDAQ is down 3.6%. The S&P 500 down 3.4%. Shares in Europe remain sharply lower, and some major losses today in Asia. A House panel is taking up the issue of energy efficiency this week. The major focus will be how much power manufacturers use. Turns out there's a lot of room for improvement, according to a new study from MIT. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
Over the past 50 years, we've figured out how to make smaller and smaller products, from semiconductor chips to ultra-tiny nano devices. As products shrunk, manufacturing processes improved. But energy efficiency didn't follow. Modern manufacturing methods use up more energy than old-school factories. That according to MIT professor Timothy Gutowski.
Their energy intensity is on the order of 1,000 and as high as 1,000,000 times more energy intensive than our old-time conventional manufacturing processes.
Gutowski analyzed 20 manufacturing systems from a cast iron foundry to carbon nanofiber production. All of them were energy gluttons. The reason? Fuel and electricity are cheap. He says efficiency will happen on its own if energy prices rise or if government imposes stricter efficiency standards, something Congress may consider this week. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
The questions around the automakers will probably quiet some of the emotion around things like the $165 million in bonuses that went to AIG employees. But Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says there's a lot more to be emotional about.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan, you say there are more than a dozen programs involving subsidies of billions of dollars from taxpayers to Wall Street. I guess you're talking about everything that's been created since the start of the financial crisis.
Right. If you were to go to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's website, there's a list now of programs that involving Fed lending. There used to be three of them. Now they don't have enough room on the sheet for all of them. So there are 12 or 13 special programs that involve the Fed laying a bunch of cheap money primarily on Wall Street. The FDIC has got several programs where they lay a ton of cheap money on Wall Street. Not to go on endlessly about the toxic assets bailout plan, because that was last week's story. But if you sit and read that and do a little math, there's a subsidy probably of at least $18 billion a year to Wall Street involved in that. And I suspect if you could add all of these up and I could keep track of them, it's probably $50, $60 billion a year, which is a lot more than $165 million, or at least that's what I learned in arithmetic class.
Why do you think it's important to bring this up?
I think it's important to follow the money, which is what they said in Watergate. You follow the money. If you're worried about subsidizing Wall Street, here's much more to be worried about. If you don't care, well then you don't have to pay attention. I just give people the option by giving them information, and if they want it, great, and if they don't want it, I don't depend on a bonus to live, so I'm perfectly fine.
So if we follow the money and not the noise, as you've put it, what would we find?
Well, you'd find that a ton of money is going to Wall Street in a probably 15 or 20 different ways. Also, you would discover that the organization that gets the most government money of anybody, which is the federal government, is paying bonuses this year, too. The government's running a $1 trillion deficit, and it's paying $1.6 billion of bonuses. So if you're concerned where your taxpayer money is, maybe is going, maybe you should be concerned about that, too.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Thanks so much, Alan.
You're welcome. My pleasure to be here.
You can weigh in on this and other things you hear on the Morning Report by visiting marketplace.org. Right now, the Dow is down 260 points, 3.3% to 75.15. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.